Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We made someone very happy today. We played Cheers 2 in the 3 o'clock hour. Somebody won $50 from Funky Buddha Brewery to use at their tap room in Oakland Park. This is going to be a short segment because $7.90 the ticket is going to break off from us and do the Heat pregame show. And we will continue on with our show until 6 o'clock on 560 WQAM, The Joe. So we'll get to headlines. I did mention when we were talking with Clay Ferrero in the 4 o'clock hour that Major League Baseball said the start of tonight's game between the Orioles and the Marlins may be delayed as they await final test results, clearing the Marlins to resume play. Craig Mish has subsequently tweeted out, Marlins will receive clearance to play shortly, game on. So there will be a Marlins game tonight. There will be a Heat game tonight. Go ahead, give us headlines here, Alejandro Solana.
The Miami Dolphins, they tweeted 30 minutes ago, they activated Cordray Tankersley off the reserve COVID-19 list. In that same tweet, they waived Rex Sunahara and Cordray Tankersley.
Yeah, Tankersley. I saw someone, I think it was Will Manso, tweeted it out. It's the grandpa from The Simpsons walking into the bar, putting his jacket on the thing, picking his jacket up, walking out of the bar. That was Cordray Tankersley.
That was a second round pick as well, man. That was a mistake. He was good in college.
Cordray,
but
he had some games, I thought, didn't he?
No, I think he played, but he didn't make any big plays. Then he was hurt a lot of the time. He got hurt a bunch. That was that. We could have went another direction. But you know what? We have Xavier Howard and Byron Jones. I'm not worried about cornerback position anymore. Igbinoghene. We have Igbinoghene.
Igbinoghene.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been practicing.
Working. Yeah. Alan Hearns, as we stick with the Dolphins news, Alan Hearns, he announced he's going to opt out of the 2020 NFL season.
All right, that's the first Dolphin to opt out.
Yep. The Florida Panthers, they lost 4-2 to the New York Islanders in Game 2 of this first-round playoff series. They had two leads. They blew them both, and they fell 4-2. Game 3 is tomorrow at 12 noon.
Yeah, very much a bummer for Panthers fans today as it happened live while we were on the air, and we'll get them tomorrow. That's all I can say.
There we go.
The Miami Heat, they're playing the Boston Celtics, I should say, 6:30 p.m.
Yup.
That game is live on 790 the ticket.
It sounded like you had more there. You kind of ended on an up note.
I did. The Boston Celtics tonight?
Yeah, and then it ended. I was like, huh? All right.
Tonight in the WNBA, the Connecticut Sun, they play the Seattle Storm at 9 p.m.
Go, son. Come on. Let's get that first dub.
Finally, guys, McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski, he hinted at the pandemic being the end of McDonald's putting ball pits in their stores.
Well, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. They're germ pits at this point.
Oh, my goodness, terrible.
I mean, they were before, but now,
was about to say, you let your kid go in those, I discourage my kids from going in ball pits.
Yeah, I don't think I ever stopped him. I don't think. Yeah, go have a great time. I'm eating the all day hash browns.
Different parenting techniques, but yeah, all the kids are ending up fine. You see that?
Yeah, to each his own.
Let's get to weather right now in South Florida. It is partly cloudy, 87 degrees currently. Tonight the lows will drop into the upper 70s. Still no rain for South Florida. However, that probability of precipitation is at 32%. So it looks like you have a 78% chance of no rain. Still cloud cover at 73% with your visibility at 10 miles. That is your weather.
If it was at 32%, you'd have a 68% chance. 32 plus 78, like you said, is 110%.
Yeah, that makes sense.
My daughter does the same thing. She doesn't do the little numbers. She doesn't go to the one slot. She always adds the tens.
Right.
Not easy to do math sometimes, though, when you're giving the weather.
Hey, you're speaking to the choir here, but that one is pretty obvious. All right, Jimmy Butler over under tonight, 19.5 points. What do you think?
Over.
I think so, too. Ooh, I think he wants to avenge the end of the game yesterday.
Over. I like over, too.
You know, where he just shows out.
You're kidding.
Bam Adebayo. Over-under is 15.5 tonight.
I like Bam's over more than Jimmy's over.
Yeah.
Because we bet the Bam over on Saturday. We won that.
And we hit.
He went over in the third quarter.
Bro, I was going to say, they keep giving Bam these 15s. Boy, we'll go over with Bam and 15 all day long.
Especially against the Celtics. Good. The Celtics have a very small front court. You definitely want to go Bam over tonight.
We can ask Cornbread Maxwell in the next segment. So here's what's going on with the radio stations. Miami Heat have the Celtics tonight. So we're going to take a commercial break here. When we come back from commercial break, on 790 The Ticket, you're going to have the Miami Heat pregame show. And they will take you all the way up until, what is it, a 6:30 tip-off tonight, Solana?
6:30 tip-off.
6:30 tip-off tonight. And then we'll go to commercial break here on 560 WQAM The Joe. When we come back from commercial break, we'll be joined by Cornbread Maxwell, who, Celtics legend, but is now a Celtics broadcaster. And we can talk about tonight's game, Bam Adebayo, and anything else that we want to talk about. So, again, if you want to hear the Miami Heat pregame show, you got to have it on 790 The Ticket. If you want to hear the last 50 minutes of Hockman and Crowder, you keep it on 560 or you switch it to 560 WQAM The Joe. And by the way, just a little reminder, tomorrow, Panthers play at noon, which means if you want to get me and Crowder at 2 o'clock tomorrow, the only way to hear us is on 790 The Ticket, because tomorrow, this is Radio Hopscotch, we understand, but you'll have the Panthers game at 2 o'clock on 560 WQAM. Me and Crowder tomorrow will begin the show only on 790 The Ticket. All right, I hope everybody has that straight. So we're going to take a break here. Again, when we come back from the commercial, Heat pregame show on 790 The Ticket and Cornbread Maxwell with me and Crowder on 560 WQAM.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're able in that Supermax to give him $50+ million more than he could get anywhere else for 5 years. And the agreement is you're going to it's a $50 bill on the
That's mine.
On the floor.
That's mine. Don't even think about sliding your little foot over.
Hawk and Crowder.
This is Perry Farrell. Wait, leave the song up there, Dan. Remember, Dan Day was telling us earlier in the show today, he hung out with Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction and Porno for Pyros.
Yes.
This is Porno for Pyros, Pets. This is such a great song. Crank this up a sec. Oh, I love this song.
This is doing drug music?
I would say Perry Farrell Is he straight edge, Dan? Or, like, he seems like a druggie, but then he's one of those guys that could surprise you, too, and be straight edge.
No. Somebody one time interviewed him. It's like, so great that you're straight edge. He's like, I'm not straight edge. I still do coke. I still drink. I still have fun.
Yeah. Perry Farrell's a nut.
I like honesty, though. I'm a Perry Farrell fan now. He's honest. Get me with honesty.
He started the whole thing. You know how Outkast puts naked girls on their albums? He started that, put naked girls on his album.
But how did you hang out with him?
The radio station I worked at needed to pick him up for an interview and bring him back. So I picked him up, talked him up, did the interview, brought him back to his hotel for the day. Then they did a concert that night. We hung out afterwards in the green room.
Look at you.
Oh, for sure. You're not going to hang with Dan for 10, 15 minutes and not hang out with him later.
Mm-mm. Nope, that's going to be a whole night affair.
Me and Dan had a 12-hour day one time at Funky Buddha. I'm
supposed
a victim.
To be 30 minutes.
I'm a victim of Dan's beauty, his personality beauty. I can't get away from Dan.
So Jimmy Butler is out tonight. We were just talking before we talked with Cornbread about taking the Jimmy Butler over tonight. Jimmy Butler is out. So leads me even more into the Bam Adebayo over tonight, but now the odds have changed on that, so it's minus 140. So it's Bam Adebayo over 15.5, but you'd have to lay 140 to win $100, and I don't know if that's appetizing to me.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about it. Like, Bam has to get 4 points a quarter. That seems so simple.
Well, I think it does seem simple, but I do think, like, when we had him on the over on Saturday, it was over 15.5. He probably ended with 16, yeah. Right? 16 or 17. Like, his typical output.
I was going to say, he's going to fill the stat box. But just in points, you're playing a game. But he's going to have rebounds, blocks, assists. He's going to have everything. But, yeah, points, he's not going 25 a night. That's not his game.
So Jimmy Butler is out tonight with right ankle soreness.
What's Goran? Because Goran balled last game. What's Goran's over? That might be the way to go.
Doesn't have one. The only over-unders on our site are for Bam and for Jimmy Butler.
Man.
That's it. I wonder what the line is. What was the line, Solana?
Plus 3.5. Heat
were plus 3.5. Yeah. Let me see what it is now. I would imagine they'd be getting more, right? Heat are now plus 5. That's a stay away game from me, I think.
And then those numbers always. One player, like Jimmy Butler, how good is Jimmy? Jimmy moves the line 1.5 points. That confuses me every time
He should, though. No, he should. He should. That, I don't think there's anyone else on the Heat that moves the line like that. Bam might move the line by a half point, depending on who they're matching up against. But, you know, Goran's not going to move the line. I mean, I don't think there's anyone on that team that moves the line other than Jimmy Butler. But each team, like, you know what I mean? Like, if Giannis is out for the Bucks, that's going to move the line by 3 points, right?
Yes, and that was the thing when I'm put it back on you, Hawk. You started me gambling. That was one of my biggest surprises on how LeBron or Giannis or one of those superstars, Kawhi, they moved the line 3 points, 2 points. I'm like, damn, that's LeBron James. He moved the line 3 points?
So we shall see what happens. And then tonight's Marlins game, it'll happen. We're going to be good to go there. So you got Heat at 6:30, Marlins at 7:30, and Connecticut Sun at, 9, Solana? I think at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, Connecticut Sun, 9. Chicago Sky play at 6, if you're interested.
I know, your team. All right, 5 o'clock hour here is presented by the Funky Buddha Brewery. It is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We played Cheers 2 earlier in the show. If you're used to listening to Jay Figg join us at the end of the show, we had the Searing Pain movie review in the 3 o'clock hour today, so you could use the radio.com app and use the radio.com rewind feature. Go back in time and listen to that. Solana broke out the bag of bits at my house once again today, Crowder.
He broke out his bits, huh?
Yeah, Solana's known for having a bag of bits. He does it on the air all the time. He reeled in Jay Figg. We saw that coming earlier
today. That was good.
That was good. We all saw it coming, but Jay Figg. Yeah. But I was watching the Panthers game this afternoon and show prepping, and the doorbell rang, delivery man, and it was a was a Solana bag of bits. I couldn't understand. Oh. I didn't order anything, and I couldn't. And I'm like, man, this feels like another pillow. And you know, he sent me a pillow once that had Ron Washington on one side and Andre Agassi on the other, and it's a delightful pillow. I love it.
The birth of my son. He sent me a beautiful cover that we use all the time. Solana, thank you. The only problem is Zion Williamson and Pitbull are on either side, and I don't like either one of those bastards. So
it's such a great joke, and it's a great gift. It's a high-quality blanket, yes, that he sent your son.
Oh, little Chad sleeps on it every night. Thank you, Solana. Thank you.
So I rang, you know, the doorbell rang, and, you know, it's like FedEx, but I wish the guy would have said, bag of bits. I'm sorry, who? Bag of bits. And so I open it up, and sure enough, it was another pillow. And it was me and Dr. Fauci. It was a Photoshop that someone did. Was it Wilson that did that Photoshop, Solana?
No, that one was me a couple days ago.
Oh, you did it? It was a Photoshop Solana made of me. What is Dr. Fauci, like, on my back or something?
Yeah, it's just two guys hanging out. One just happens to be on your back, and it's Dr. Fauci.
I'm wearing a little tank top thing, and Dr. Fauci is on my back. Everyone who listens to this show knows the story that I was, and I love Dr. Fauci. I think he's a national hero. But I was on Instagram, you know, I had taken an Ambien. It was like midnight. I didn't realize I did this, but I bought a pair of Dr. Fauci socks. I didn't realize it until the next morning when I saw the confirmation email. It was too damn easy to purchase stuff on Instagram.
Oh,
and
too
so,
easy.
I sent out the picture of me with my Dr. Fauci socks, which is a bad purchase anyway, because who's wearing socks? I'm home. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not getting dressed up for my bedroom broadcast. And then, but this pillow is delightful. Me and Dr. Fauci. So there you go.
And Dr. Fauci's on your back?
He is on my back, correct. I'll put it on Instagram. Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. Radio Mark Hockman. I'll do it after the show, so sometime after 6 o'clock, but you will see this delight. I'll show both pillows. You can see, I will show on Instagram my couch. My couch has some regular pillows on it, but then there's a pillow, and these are nice pillows. Well, one of them has Ron Washington, and one of them is Andre Agassi, and now one of them is me and Dr. Fauci cuddling, essentially.
That's the thing that gets you is that it's high-quality material, because if it was ashy, you know, the dirty little rough Salvation Army pillows, you just throw them out. He sends high quality stuff, but the pictures are crazy.
Yeah, my cleaning lady was here yesterday, but when she comes back next week, I mean, it's going to be on the couch. She's not going to ask me, obviously, and I'm not going to volunteer, but now next to this Ron Washington pillow is going to be, it's obviously me and Dr. Fauci on my back. So thank you, Solana.
Please do this for me. Just for me, our relationship. If your cleaning lady asks you who Ron Washington is, can you please say my grandfather? That would just tickle me.
It is a great conversation starter. Oh, yeah, that's my granddad. Played ball.
Bro, she wouldn't know what to do. She would be so confused. That's your
old granddad. Yeah, granddaddy Ron.
Old Papa Ron. One quick problem, Solana. You just said, hey, it's a normal pillow. Two guys hanging out. But one guy's on the other guy's back. Like, we don't piggyback ride. I've known Hawk for years. We don't piggyback ride. I don't know if that's a good
very,
assessment.
Very rarely.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe you should, though. Like, maybe you
we
guys should work that.
Ride?
Yeah, maybe work that into your friendship at some point.
I think we'll be hailing a chicken fight in the pool now.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem is I can't be the guy that's out of the water because you don't want to see what I look like with my man boobs out of the water. So, and I can't have you on my shoulders.
Hawk, you're on top. That'll win us half the matches. They don't even want to run up on you. We'll have 10 forfeits.
Somebody texts in, Solana, next bag of bits, you should have the delivery person do a special request. Tell them to say bag of bits when they deliver it. Bag of bits. So what happens, Solana? You hear something on the show. You go home at night. You go, you know, that would make a great pillow for Hawk.
This website I'm using to make pillows, they keep sending me 50% off, 60% off. I can't resist a good discount.
Right.
Like, I just can't resist.
It's like BOGO at Publix.
Right.
I mean, who needs that much country crock? But if they're giving you two for one, why not?
They're handing these pillows out. They're just handing these pillows out. I have to jump on the discount.
We just became best friends, Solana. I cannot pass a BOGO. I don't give a damn what it is. I'm not passing up a buy one, get one free.
My wife's like, why'd you have to bring home 1,000 Tums? Well, I don't know. If you ever get heartburn, we are set for years. This is BOGO. I saved $11. All right. Crowder's got to tell us about Lou Backroad, and we've got to wrap things up here. And I am going to post on Instagram my my pillows, courtesy of old Bag of Bits, Alejandro Solana. I'll put it on my Instagram. Radio Mark Hockman is the Instagram. Go ahead, Crowder, and then we'll wrap things up here.
Yeah, I love telling everybody about Lou Backroad Chevrolet and my good friend Eric Nunez, the COO. Great man. All he wants to do is make y'all happy. Eric's been telling me there's a lot of fake deals out there right now. Prices going on, fake deals. Let me tell you, Lou Backroad Chevrolet has the lowest prices anywhere. Nobody sells Chevrolets for less. That is not anybody out there. Anywhere in the nation sells for less than Lou Backroad. Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Stop falling for the fake price nonsense out there now. They're going to give you a price. You're going to get down there, and they're going to jack it up. I'm telling you, Lou Backroad, they are going to watch out for you, and nothing is fake. They are the best. Lou Backroad is family-owned and operated. And listen here. They've been selling Chevy since 1950. Listen, my parents didn't even. My parents were 2 and 3 years old in 1950, and Lou Backroad Chevrolet's been selling them since 1950. They've been helping generation after generation get the best deals on a Chevy, and they want to help you because no one sells Chevys for less. That is nobody out there. Lou Backroad Chevrolet has two great locations, one in Coconut Creek and one in Pompano. There are thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock for immediate delivery. They are waiting for you to find what you want, and they'll get them out to you, and they are tending to their customers through the rough time. Shop online, go in the store, Pompano and Coconut Creek, whatever you want to do, they're there for you. Stop by one of the two locations and see for yourself. You don't believe me about these beautiful Chevrolets, the best prices around. No one sells for less. Take it from me. Go by one of the Lou Backroad Chevrolet locations, and they will treat you like family. Like I said, family owned and operated, and that's how they want to run business. You are treated like a family member to get you in a beautiful Chevy at the lowest price anywhere, and that's a guarantee. Lou Backroad Chevrolet, the lowest prices, the lowest real prices. Lou Backroad Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, so Jimmy Butler is out tonight, and the Heat are playing, what, in about 40 minutes, and the Marlins are on for tonight, so they're playing, and you can hear the Heat pregame show and the game itself on 790 The Ticket right now. Now, if you want to hear us tomorrow at 2 o'clock when we come on the air, the place to hear us will be only on 790 The Ticket, because on 560 WQAM The Joe, you're going to be having the end of the Panthers game, because the Panthers game starts at noon tomorrow. That'll be on 560. And then when the Panthers postgame show is over, hopefully they are wrapping up a victory. When the Panthers postgame show is over, the Joe will join our show in progress. All right? So there's your calendar right there. Panthers need one tomorrow, man. They are down 0-2 in this best-of-five series. You can only go one game at a time now, and we'll get them tomorrow, Panthers fans. Get them tomorrow. And the Heat, they're five-point underdogs tonight in Boston. I shouldn't say in Boston, in the bubble. And what else we got? Marlins are a slight underdog. You'd think it'd be more than that, but they're just a slight underdog tonight. All right, thank you, Cornbread Maxwell. He was excellent as always. We love talking with him. Alex Dono, Jen Figueroa, Dan Day, everyone who was on the line with us for Cheers 2 and for the Searing Pain movie review today. That's from the 3 o'clock hour. And Clay Ferrero from Local 10, he was on with us in the 4 o'clock hour, gave us his thoughts on the Panthers and the Marlins and the Heat. That'll do it for us, and we will speak with you mañana.
Hey, man, send me some of that pyro porn. Man, who the bleep you think you talking to? Man, bleep you. I'll whoop your bleeping bleep, 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 bleep.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
was such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.